This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, my firstborn turned 18 today. Oh, my God, I'm old. I'm old. Yes, it's all about me. My kid is 18 years old, and it is all about me. I feel so old. I can't handle it. I was trying to put makeup on. I went into his room, you know, because my kids are fortunate enough to have their own rooms, okay? And I see his crap all over the place. And he had last night been, Mom, I'm only a kid for a couple more hours. I'm like, I told him I was a baby. So he turned 18 this morning, and I wanted to wake up and give him a kiss, give him a hug. He left. He went to school. He actually went to school early. I don't know why he was excited to go to school. But, I mean, he was out of the house. I didn't even give my baby a kiss, and he's not a baby anymore. He's a grown-up. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. My episiotomy still hasn't even healed. Yeah, I checked on it today. It's still ripped. Man, giving birth to that kid, he had a big head. I told you guys about his labor. I'm not going to go through that. You guys don't want to hear about that. But he's my baby. I have a little picture of him on my Facebook if you want to see. He's such a little baby. Little baby. Da, da, da. So, you know, I don't know how you guys do it when your kids grow up. I think it'll be harder when he leaves home. Everybody says, oh, you can't wait till the kids leave home. Why can you not wait? I mean, I love my kids. I know I act like I can't live with them and they're pains in the butt, but I'm never home anyway. It's just, it's nice to know they're around. And, you know, what I think I'm really, really nervous about is my kids. I got two boys and they have some attitude. They're not overly spoiled. I was very fearful that they would be spoiled because they didn't, you know, grow up the way we grew up. And I'm always nervous about the younger generation, you know, gosh, you know, having access to TV that works all the time and computers and their own room. So I was worried about that. But the big problem I have with my boys is the way they talk to me, okay? And they're not anti-women or anything like that, but they don't fear me. You know, I was never really scary. We didn't spank a lot. And, you know, I wasn't as scared. I was scared of my mom. They're not scared of me. And so my son, when he turned 16, was already trying to talk to me like an adult. If he could call me by my first name, he would, and I don't want him to. Don't be calling me Dahlia. Oh, hell no. I'm your mommy. He goes, Mom. I'll go, hi, Mom. So he calls me Mom. I'll take it. I'd rather he go, Mommy, like he used to. Mommy. He doesn't do that anymore. But he kind of acts like he's second in command to my husband. Now, they don't know I'm really first in command. They don't know that. And the secret to a woman's success in marriage and family is letting the guys think they're in charge. Okay? Because if you try to act like you're in charge, that's not a healthy situation. Let the guys think they're in charge, right? And you sit there and you work the puppet strings. Okay? That's just how, look, listen, guys, you know this. You know it. You know, it's not very sexy when the woman runs around going, I'm in charge. The house is mine. I'm the one in charge. Guys want to be the king of the castle. I want my husband to be the king of the castle. I don't want to make all the decisions because I don't like his decisions, but he can be the king. I don't care. He can be the king. As long as I'm in control. Anyway, so Stone is my older boy, and he goes, I'm driving. Or Mom, sit in the back. Or I'm like, what? Oh, hell no. And he gives me orders. I don't know where he got that, and he's been doing that since he was 16. So I'm really nervous because I have not seen him since he turned 18. And he turned 18 last night at midnight. I've not seen him yet. The only thing I got was a text from him asking if he could forge my signature for something. That's all I got. And I got, you know, I was like, well, I guess. What, you know, show me the document. What is it? And what are you forging? I hope it's not your selective service, which I guess we got to do today. Well, by the way, what is the window of, what's the window of time when they turn 18? I don't really think Trump's going to make us go to war, so I think we're okay. I'm still going to, of course, sign him up. I mean, you know, we'll do our duty. But I'm nervous about that. Oh, my baby going off to war. No, don't leave your mama. But anyway, so I haven't seen him since he turned 18. And I'm a little bit scared that he's going to come home with a toot. And he's going to act like he's an adult. And I'm going to say, you move out. Now, here's the other thing I'm worried about, guys, that I don't want to admit. Okay? When he had attitude before, he's like, I want to do whatever I want. I go, you can't. Because when you're under 18, I'm responsible for you. So there's a slight chance that he moved out already. Now, I went into his room. His underwear was all over the place, etc. Contact lens solution dripping all over. But what if he moved out? That's what I wanted to do. The day I turned 18, June 16, I wanted to move out. I was out of there. And so what if my kid moved out and I'm never going to see him again? He'll need food. He'll need money. Maybe I'll see him then, but if my baby moved out, it's going to be a rough day this week or a rough day tomorrow. So be prepared. If I sound depressed, it's because my baby left me. Oh, my baby. Man, can't stop the clock, can you? Anyway, all right. Olympics are finally over. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I haven't watched hardly any of them. They're all taped. I have about 70 different recordings now. I really don't understand what happened. There was a lot of wardrobe dysfunction. People have been ice skating since, what, 1924? When was the first Olympics? 1924? And this year we had multiple people have their boobies show? Is that what happened? How do we have wardrobe malfunctions almost 100 years, right? Well, maybe we're not. Yeah, there'll be a big 100-year celebration for the Olympics. All right. I guess we didn't do that good. We came in fourth. Norway kicked our butt with medals. I think we won a total of 23. Norway won 39. So, what? Norway's good. Well, that's because they have more snow than we do, I guess. The last time we were first in the Olympics was, I believe, Vancouver in 2010. We came in eighth in Calgary. Soviet Union kicked our butts. Where else? Oh, we were first back in 1932, Lake Placid. So, I think what it is there's now 106 different, they have all sorts of things now. All sorts of, Olympic. This curling blows my mind. Did somebody get in trouble for doping? Why did you have to dope to push that big round thing on the ice and sweep with a broom? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable
medical programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thank you to Manny who's working the dials. And thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. This is where things start going bad. Monica Lewinsky. And I don't know her very well. All I know is what happened in the 90s, okay? Has, I guess, in an interview, said, I'm not alone anymore, thanks to the Me Too movement. Now, this Me Too movement has been groundbreaking over the last few months, as women who have felt traumatized or sexual assaulted, or have been sexual assaulted, feel empowered to come out and feel safe to come out. Groundbreaking, revolutionary, historic. However, what I've been watching very closely, as well as a lot of people, is are anybody using the quote-unquote Me Too movement inappropriately. The last thing we want is somebody to claim that a sexual encounter that was mutual and that was consented to, all of a sudden, wasn't consented to. And unfortunately, things like that happen. It's not as common as, you know, unfortunately, rape and assault are. But we don't want innocent people being crucified for something that they didn't do, because people want to be a part of a movement and want the attention, etc. And so people who say Me Too, I believe it was Alyssa Milano that started it. It was a hashtag where you could hashtag yourself Me Too. So anybody that was ever assaulted, and mind you, the average woman has been, you know, it is really unfortunate that many of us have either been raped or we've been, you know, anywhere from being raped all the way down to a butt grab could count you as a Me Too. I mean, it's traumatizing to be grabbed and to be poked and prodded and, you know, things like that. However, it should be understood that the Me Too movement is for victims. And what's been kind of controversial is Monica Lewinsky saying that she, you know, now doesn't feel alone because of the Me Too movement. Lewinsky wrote in an essay for Vanity Fair, she said, "I'm so sorry you were so alone. Those seven words undid me." Now, she describes how she grappled with isolation and trauma after her affair with then-President Bill Clinton. That became public in 1998. She said, only without the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct, she felt she was less alone. She had a private exchange with the leader of the Me Too movement, and she said she was powerfully reassured. She said somehow coming from her, a recognition of sorts of deep, soulful level, those words landed in a way that cracked me open and brought me to tears. She said, yes, I had received many letters of support in 1998, but by and large, I had been alone, so very alone, publicly alone, she said, abandoned most of all by the key figure in the crisis who actually knew me well and intimately. That I had made mistakes, on that we can all agree, but swimming in that sea of aloneness was terrifying. Now, she said, remember, Monica Lewinsky allegedly had an affair with Bill Clinton while he was in the Oval Office. And I think it included a cigar. She said, to be blunt, I was diagnosed several years ago with post-traumatic stress disorder. Apparently, there was the onslaught of media stories, Saturday Night Live skits, etc. Her sex life and personal life was displayed to the world. She said, I was diagnosed several years ago with post-traumatic stress disorder, maybe from the ordeal of having been publicly outed and ostracized back then. My trauma expedition has been long, arduous, painful, and expensive. And it's not over. Now, many people are going, well, wait a second. Was she assaulted or was this consensual? She believes what happened was, quote, not sexual assault, but she said it was a gross abuse of power. She said, I'm beginning to consider the implications of the power differentials that were so vast between a president and a White House intern. I'm beginning to entertain the notion that in such a circumstance, the idea of consent might well be rendered moot. Although power imbalances and the ability to abuse them do exist, even when the sex has been consensual. So now she's rethinking what happened to see if maybe she really didn't give consent. I see what she means, but this is going to take a very, very bad turn for all of us women. She said, I want to be thoughtful, but I know one thing for certain. Part of what has allowed me to shift is knowing I'm not alone anymore, and for that I am grateful. Okay, first of all, let's stop the whole victimization thing, okay? When you are an adult and you decide to sleep with a married man, and that married man just happens to be the president of the United States, okay? You can't cry, oh, I didn't know what I was doing, or, oh, you know, I was a I mean, if this was consensual and you made that decision, and maybe you didn't spend a lot of time with that decision, but you made that decision. And I don't know all the intricacies of the relationship. I don't think we care. I don't know if they were flirting for months. I don't know if this went on for a while. I don't know if she maybe initiated it. I don't know. What we do know is the president, Bill Clinton, had a long history of accusations of being a sexual, I don't want to use the word predator, some people may, but being sexually savvy, shall we say. So could he have bedazzled her? Okay? Could he have swooned her and maybe even taken advantage? Yeah, that potential, exists. But if you're an intern and a married man within the White House asks you to do something sexual, you have every right to say no. And if it's forced on you, you leave and you tell somebody. Now, I understand people would think, oh, no, well, what if the Clintons killed somebody? Or what if they, and I understand there could have been fear. And she's not saying that it wasn't consensual. But with trying to identify with the Me Too movement, okay, we are really diluting what its purpose is. The one reason why I am a fan of the Me Too movement is so many people who thought that their sexual assault was as a result of them, and them being at the wrong place at the wrong time, which was me. I blame myself for what happened. Okay, when maybe it really wasn't, us to blame. Just because we had to take a ride, with somebody else when our current ride couldn't take us. How much blame do you take? And we discussed this in the last segment, girls dressing up inappropriately, things like that. Do they share blame or are they, do they need to be warned that unfortunately that could trigger or make them a target? And so, there's varying degrees of blame, and unfortunately the average girl will blame themselves for assault when they shouldn't. And so this Me Too movement allowed women to say, you want to know what? I don't have to live in the shadow. I could, join the tribe, like Monica Lewinsky said. But ladies, any of you that willfully went into a relationship and want to turn around and say you were victimized, there are going to be consequences of sleeping with a married man, of sleeping with a politician. And you can't say, well, nobody taught us that in school or our parents didn't teach us. I doubt the average parent thinks you're going to have a relationship with somebody in the White House. Okay? I didn't get that talk because my parents did not think I was ever going to meet Nixon or Reagan. Okay? So, no. You can't say, well, it was lack of education. All right? If you have premarital sex, there is always going to be a risk of something. Right? If you waited till you got married, which is something that I think we should really, start encouraging again, you have less risks when it comes to a sexual encounter. Monica Lewinsky would have never been in the situation she was today if she did not have premarital sex with somebody who she wasn't getting married to. You won't accidentally sleep with a married man that way. You won't get an STD. From somebody who's, hopefully also waiting for, we really solve a lot of problems that way. It's not practical. It's not done in this day and age. But, Saturday Night Live, everybody made fun of her. She will always be known as the person who had an affair with the president. And, maybe the punishment was worse than the crime. Some people may feel bad for her. And, part of me does feel bad for her. But you are going to lose all respect if you start to try to align yourself with women who were assaulted. Yes, people of power can swoon you. They can. I forget the word for it, seduce. But you are a human being, you are an animal, and you are able to ward that off if you can. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Nicholas Cruz, the shooter of the Florida high school, we are coming to find out some more details of his disturbing childhood. Apparently, he watched his adoptive father die when he was just 5 years old. We're also told that he was relentlessly bullied by his younger brother and had a suicide attempt, I believe, on his 18th birthday. When he was just 5 years old, going back to his childhood, 2004, Cruz, they said, Nicholas Cruz, watched his adoptive father, Roger Cruz, die of a heart attack. And I believe it was in the house, and he was sitting in the den. And he had a very close relationship with his father. And then suddenly he ran into the kitchen crying. And his mother, Linda, asked if he had punished him. And he said, no, daddy's dead. So I don't know how he was able to figure that out at only five, but apparently he did. And so he was the one that saw him and found him. They said his home life worsened as he got older, and his younger brother Zachary kept bullying him. Apparently they had a very tumultuous relationship. He was socially awkward, had a hard time making friends. Apparently their mother forced Zachary to bring Nicholas along when he was going out. And so Nick had to hang out with Zachary and his younger friends, even though he was kind of more of an odd child. Then, apparently, he was diagnosed with developmental disorders as young as 3 years old. And people who knew him called him lost, lonely, and violent. By his 18th birthday in September, they believe he tried to kill himself by ingesting gasoline. A peer counselor told the public safety officer assigned to the school, Scott Peterson, who's the one that's been in the news later, lately, the one that hesitated and did not go in, that Cruz either had already tried or was thinking about trying to kill himself by drinking gasoline, and that he'd expressed interest in buying a gun. 5 days later, he was reported to the state for posting a video of himself cutting his arms on Snapchat. This kid was really troubled. He was a student at Stoneman Douglas, and when he was a student there, even though he was expelled eventually, he was clutching a dead bird to his crotch once during reading class. He always stared at everyone. He would stare into your soul, according to a senior at the high school and a survivor. She said she sat across from him during her first period reading class during their junior year. She said one day she noticed him holding his hand to his crotch and quickly realized he was clutching a dead bird. I looked close and I saw he was holding a dead bird near his genitalia. I saw some feathers. I knew it was a bird. That was disturbing, but I looked away because it wasn't my business. She said she wondered if he had been carrying the bird with him all day long or in his lunchbox. She didn't tell anybody, but did tell her best friend. Her best friend, Meadow, was unfortunately one of the ones that was killed on the Valentine's Day assault. You know, when you look at this kid, you know, and it's always after the fact, unfortunately, you know, you look and you go, oh my gosh, there must have been so many signs. I mean, everybody thought this kid had something wrong with him. Well, the problem is I think many of us know of many children that may unfortunately fit this picture. And we're afraid to tell the authorities because we don't want somebody falsely imprisoned. The authorities won't falsely imprison. The authorities will investigate, and that's what you need to do. Let them get investigated. If somebody ever, you know, needed to investigate me, okay, and as long as I didn't have to be strip searched, you know, they want to talk to me and whatever, I'm fine with that. I mean, if it's for government security and they go, well, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, she likes to sing to her cats, and she makes, you know, stories up with her cats, and she talks to her cats, so I think there's something weird with her. Go ahead, talk to me if you think I'm a threat. I get that. I get your job. Go ahead. So we shouldn't be afraid to report people that we think are weird. They say on one occasion, the FBI received an anonymous tip that Cruz had taken the bird home, cut it open in his kitchen so he could see what's inside. It's not clear if this is the same bird that girl was talking about. So, apparently new details have come in that it's been revealed that on that Wednesday afternoon, that same day, I believe he attempted to murder many more people, taking position at a third floor window that overlooked a courtyard where dozens of people ran from the school for their lives. He was reportedly trying to shoot through the window of the third floor, teacher's lounge, into the courtyard below him, but was thwarted by hurricane-resistant glass windows. The windows only cracked as he repeatedly shot at them. Wow, those are good windows. So he currently is booked in Broward County Jail. He has confessed to shooting 33 former classmates, coaches, and teachers. They say over the last 10 years, his adoptive mother, Linda, had to call the police 23 times to report that he had been physical with his brother and with her. And, of course, he was expelled from Stoneman School after he assaulted a teacher. I remember he was fighting, and he had issues with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. But he assaulted a teacher as well. And then, unfortunately, after that, that expulsion, 3 days later is when he bought the assault rifle and then used it months later for the shooting. So we have somebody who was very socially awkward, they say, didn't get along with people, was very combative, and he had major mental issues. I'm going to tell you right now, we have tons of people out there. And I saw on Facebook, after this happened, somebody was talking about this, that if this child had mental illness and was suicidal, should we have just let him commit suicide? And I mean, that's crushing to hear people talk like this of a child. But one thing that very interestingly brings up is if we do and we want to save a child from killing themselves, that person who has suicidal ideation may also have homicidal ideation. And if we intervene and we save somebody from hurting themselves, most mental health professionals are very, very adept at making sure they also don't want to hurt others. But when you have somebody like this kid who I believe was not doing his follow-up, anybody who was suicidal would be very high risk for being homicidal. Not all suicidal people would be, but I'm saying that would be in a high-risk category. So if we're trying to figure out what to do with the millions of people with mental illness and how to figure out who's going to be the next school shooter, one filter I wouldn't mind using and interviewing first are the people that had no problem hurting themselves because they may have a death wish. Someone who hates life, right, and doesn't have relationships that are nurtured to the point where they will want to stay and be with those people. If they don't have connections to other people, then they don't have connections to other people. And they would be in a higher risk group that wouldn't have as many issues or qualms about hurting other people, as opposed to those that have a lot of close-knit people. You know, being able to connect with others, all right, is a huge advantage to somebody's mental health. And if somebody can't connect with others, don't like other people, always feel alone, always have failed relationships, that could be an issue. Now, on the flip side, you have to be careful for some people who really envelop themselves too much into loving somebody, or they love that person so much, and when that person doesn't want to be with them, they don't want that person to be with anybody else. And then you have that unfortunate scenario also. But, you know, certain people that unfortunately can't connect and can't engage are high risk. And so seeing this is just crushing. Florida Governor Rick Scott has unveiled a $500 million action plan to prevent gun violence. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about that. It does not include a ban on specific weapons, but it does raise the minimum age to purchase a gun to 21 years old. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Florida Governor Rick Scott has unveiled a $500 million action plan to prevent gun violence. And he began a press conference Friday by reading the names of the 17 shooting victims. And he said, unfortunately, none of the plans I'm announcing today will bring any of them back. But it's important to remember them. And he is going to work with the state legislature aggressively over the next 2 weeks. What are the seven things his proposal is going to do? Well, one, it's going to raise the minimum age to purchase a gun to 21 years old. So,
There may be expectations for service individuals, including National Guard members, active duty service members, and law enforcement officials. Thank you. If you're old enough to serve your country and to die for your country, you should be old enough to be able to have a weapon to protect your family. However, I do like the idea of raising the minimum age. I think that makes sense. His plan would also ban bump stocks, but would not prohibit specific firearms like the AR-15, which was the type of semi-automatic rifle shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz used. This is being reported by Fox News. It's also going to ban guns for those with mental illnesses. Okay? He says, I want to make it virtually impossible for anyone who has had mental issues to use a gun. He said, his plan creates what he calls the Violent Threat Restraining Order, which gives family members, welfare experts, or law enforcement officials the ability to inform a court that a person's firearms may need to be confiscated or the person should be blocked from purchasing a weapon. The family member, welfare expert, or law enforcement official would sign a sworn statement and provide evidence of a threat of violence involving firearms or other weapons to a court. So getting into a fist fight with your brother would not prevent you, accuse you of being too violent to be able to have a gun. But using a weapon on your brother would. There would be a speedy due process for the accused, and any fraudulent or false statements would face criminal penalties. His plan also places restrictions on gun purchases by people who have been subject to the Baker Act, which is a state law that allows people to be involuntarily committed. Now, it also places law enforcement officers in schools. Thank you. This provides $450 million to schools, would place at least one law enforcement officer in every school. He suggested one officer for every 1,000 students be in place by the start of the 2018 school year. Sheriff's departments would be permitted to offer training for school personnel or reserve law enforcement officials and protection measures upon a school's request. And the Department of Homeland Security active shooter trainings would become mandatory. Thank you. Funding will also be increased in order to provide school hardening measures like bulletproof glass, metal detectors, steel doors, and new locks. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School had only one armed resource officer on staff, and he never went into the building during the deadly rampage. So, what about arming teachers? Rick Scott said he did not agree with arming teachers. Now, this does establish mental health counselors at schools. Scott's proposal allocates funding to place mental health counselors at every school. These counselors cannot serve dual roles like teaching or academic advising. Every student must have the opportunity to meet one-on-one with a mental health professional and receive ongoing counseling as needed. Now, somebody could say, well, gosh, that's a lot of money having one person there just for that. Well, if you have a school of 2,000-3,000 kids and counseling sessions are 30 minutes to an hour, that person could be busy with overtime. So, well needed. It's going to restrict gun access to those who've committed acts of domestic violence or stalking. We will prohibit a person from possessing or purchasing a firearm if they are subject to an injunction or protection against stalking, cyber-stalking, dating violence, repeat violence, sexual violence, or domestic violence. Those who make shooting or bomb threats to schools will face a harsher penalty. They also are going to provide $50 million for mental health initiatives. They say we must expand mental health service teams statewide to serve youth and young adults with early or serious mental illness by providing counseling, crisis management, and other critical mental health services. And there's going to be a new hotline called See Something, Say Something. So the governor's plan is going to establish a new anonymous statewide hotline, online, on the phone, or through an app. They say days after the shooting, Governor Scott slammed the FBI for failing to follow up on a tip that expressed concern about Nicholas Cruz's erratic behavior and disturbing social media posts. He asked for the resignation of FBI Director Christopher Wray and promised an immediate investigation. He said, we constantly promote See Something, Say Something, and a courageous person did that to the FBI, and the FBI failed to act. See Something, Say Something is an incredible, important tool, and people must have confidence in the follow-through from law enforcement. And I know everybody is so fearful because they see these movies that somebody's going to come back and attack them, etc. I think there are ways to anonymously, all right, make reports. I mean, even if you have to write a little note, okay, wear gloves and stick that note under the door of the FBI. I don't know, but I believe there are ways for you to anonymously leave a tip. But it's your duty
You know, I need to really stress that we're Americans first, beyond all, besides being Democrat, besides being Republican, besides being a doctor or an electrician or whatever, you're an American. And it is your job to protect your country and to protect your citizens. It is. Okay? We forget about that. We think, oh no, all I have to do is take care of myself and feed my family. Yes. Animalistically, yes. But if you are going to take in the benefits and reap the benefits of being in this beautiful country, there is an assumed duty that you will help protect this country. If you're called for duty for our military, you go. If your military asks you to, you know, be aware or be on the lookout of somebody bad, you do that. And so, you know, children getting shot up at a school, you know, we take the blame of that if we didn't do something when we could have. Now, I mean, we don't want to overdo, and I get that. Everybody's so afraid of overdoing. But you have somebody that gives you the creeps and you think is going to be violent, you've got to say something. Being chicken and going to bed, going, well, you know what, I could just put my head in the sand and nobody will know it's me, that's uncool. It's very un-American. Just say that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a sad case. A 5-year-old girl has died after a GP turned her away for being 5 minutes late to her appointment. This is according to a news report from the Telegraph. Apparently, this happened in Newport, South Wales, and Ellie Mae Clark arrived 5 minutes late, 5:05, when her appointment was at 5. This was back in 2015. She was booked to see Dr. Joanne Rowe, and the kid was wheezing and unable to walk. They waited in line to see the receptionist, and when they reached the front of the line, Dr. Rowe had apparently a 10-minute rule. So it took them about 8 minutes in this line, so now they were over the 10-minute mark. So the girl was refused to be seen because she was late. Then, unfortunately, they went home. She went to bed. Daughter woke up coughing at about 10:30. Mom called an ambulance because she was struggling to breathe. The girl's face turned blue, and unfortunately, she died arriving shortly to the hospital. Apparently, she had a severe life-threatening asthma attack. Now, when the girl was turned away, they said that there was nothing documented if the doctor asked the reason before her appointment or looked into her medical notes, and it wasn't supposed to be a quote-unquote emergency appointment. It was like a walk-in appointment. And so this girl was sent away. Now, one thing that's happening over there is they don't have enough staff, and they have too many patients for the amount of staff that they have. So people being turned away is unfortunately more and more of a common thing. And it's something that we need to be very, very cautious of as we start moving towards socialized medicine, which I do not want to do. We're also being told that there's going to be a huge price hike in prescription medications. And I apparently, it looks to us that it's like a 20% jump. They're going to have to pay at least $12 for each of their prescriptions, which is still a hell of a lot cheaper than what we have to pay. But apparently, they're already starting to pinch a little bit more of the people over there, and they're not liking it. So what we need to see is if they can hold their system up, do we really want that type of system? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.